Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. And let me just say, since this is my first episode in 2021, Happy New Year. Man, I am so thrilled you're here today. And if you're new to these, I hope that you'll make it a priority to try to be with us every single weekday through the rest of this year, because our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement, some practical next steps for you and I to take together as we seek to discover and to live God's best. Now, many of you have been around here a while. If you haven't done so yet, would you consider hitting the subscribe button in whatever app or whatever device you're listening to this on? And if you're not familiar with that, what the subscribe button does is it enables your device to download the most recent, the freshest episode automatically, so it's just ready for you on the go. Now, some of you may listen to this through a web browser on your computer or some other device. If that's you, if you don't mind, would you consider just hitting the share button and share this with somebody on social media or text message? Our hope is to encourage as many people as possible, especially today. Today's topic is a big deal, because one of the things that I'm convinced of is the best is yet to come. I really believe that. The best is yet to come. This year ahead is full of possibilities, and I hope you see that. I hope you believe that. And at the same time, while I believe the best is yet to come, I believe whatever's going to come is largely shaped by the decisions that you and I make. It comes down to decisions. I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's really easy for us to make decisions without giving them much thought. It's really easy to just go into auto mode and not think about the power of that decision. And so one of the things that I love about the Bible, and one of the things that first-time readers of the Bible are really surprised by, is how practical it is, that the Bible gives us a clear plan on how we can make better decisions, how we can make wiser decisions, how we can make decisions that will influence the future in a powerful, positive way. And so today, as we launch into this episode, I want you to think about whether it's career or marriage, whether it's finances, health, children, or even the future. I want you to just know today that God wants to give you a clear way to make better decisions. And there's three ways to do this. So how do you make better decisions? Number one, start by getting direction. Get direction. Here's a fun question that I heard somebody say not so long ago, and if I could remember who they were, I would give them credit. But I love this question. Here's the question. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? Now, let me let that sink in a minute. I'll ask that question again. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God? In other words, God already knows everything. He knows it all already. And so as you and I are making decisions, the first thing that we ought to do, I would recommend, is to stop and ask for God's direction. God, what do you have to say about this? God, what's your opinion on this? I love what Proverbs 28, verse 26 says. It says, a man is a fool to trust himself, but those who use God's wisdom are safe. Now, I don't know about you, but I have certainly trusted my own opinion, and I have made foolish decisions in the past. And what's funny about every foolish decision, none of them seemed foolish at the time. In the moment, they made sense. In the moment, it seemed like the right thing. But now, months later or years later, I can look back at decisions and think, what in the world was I thinking? What in the world was going on? Was it something I ate? Did I not have a good night's sleep? Was I weak in the moment? Was I blind to the consequences? And so I would encourage you, instead of waiting for hindsight to inform us, in the moment that you have a decision, start by asking God, God, what do you think about this? What does your word say about this? God, would you help me? Would you give me direction? So start there. Number one, get direction. Number two, get clear. Get clear. And what I mean by this is to get clear on all the facts and all the costs and everything that is actually at stake. One of the things I'm intrigued by is how many restaurants I see come and go in the world around me. According to the Department of Labor, 90% of all new businesses fail within the first year, and those that do make it, 90% of those fail within the following 5 years. Now, I guarantee you, when a business owner starts a business, they don't start out thinking, I'm going to fail. Chances are they think this is going to be the greatest thing, but if they're not careful, they'll make the decision to open a business based on enthusiasm. And if they're not careful, they won't get really clear about what is actually at stake. What are the costs? What's involved in running that well? When it comes to our faith, there are decisions that we make that need to be supported by facts. It is not against our faith to have facts. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 13, verse 16, every prudent man acts with knowledge. And here's what it says in Proverbs 18, verse 13. What a shame. Yes, how stupid to decide before knowing the facts. So number one, get direction. Number two, get really clear about whatever decision you're making. And then number three, get help. Get help. One of the things I love about social media is the ability to ask other people for help and for advice. Whether it's something I'm looking to buy or it's a restaurant or type of food I'm trying to track down, if I just post the question on social media, I get people responding, answering with their help. Well, the same is true when it comes to important decisions. There are people that have made decisions like this before. There are people that have walked a similar path as you. They don't need to have the exact zip code or the exact background or the exact job. There are people that have walked similar things. And so this third part to say to get help means to talk to somebody that's made a similar decision. Talk to friends that know you inside and out. Learn from their advice. I love what Proverbs 24, verse 6 says. The more advice you get, the more likely you are to win. And honestly, this is one of the reasons why I've engaged with executive coaches over the years. Certainly, I can learn from my own experience, but how much better if I can learn from the experience of others? In fact, one of the ways I think about it is life is too short for me to make all the mistakes myself. And so why do that? And so I want to encourage you to try these three things out. I mean, they're simple. They're not too weighty, but they're super powerful. When you say, number one, I'm going to get direction. What does God say? Number two, I'm going to get clear. I'm going to count the cost. And number three, I'm going to get help. I'm going to tap into the resources God has placed in my life to help me along the way. And so I want to encourage you, put it to work today. What decision do you need to make? What is that thing as you look forward into this new year that you're wrestling with and you're trying to get clarity around? Get direction, get clear, get help. Put it to work today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.